This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's most destructive wildfire in history actually started as a pair of fires that combined, Boulder County officials said today. The long investigation into the Marshall Fire found that the first started when high winds uncovered smoldering ash that residents had buried with dirt 6 days earlier. A damaged power line reportedly started the second fire. District Attorney Michael Dougherty says there's no evidence of a crime.
If we were to tell you today that we are filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical.
The Marshall Fire destroyed more than 1,000 homes and killed two people in December of 2021. Its victims have filed insurance claims totaling more than $2 billion. Coloradans facing eviction will have a better chance to defend themselves in court. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A new law signed Wednesday says people facing eviction trials have the right to attend court virtually rather than in person. It's expected to allow some 8,000 people per year to attend eviction trials starting in 2024, and while those tenants may not all win their cases, they'll at least avoid losing by default. It's expected to cost about $360,000 to implement, plus some costs going forward. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
An idea for a proposed health center at Grand Junction High School may have new life. 3 months ago, school board members voted not to include the clinic in the design of the new building, but CPR's Tom Hess says that could change.
The March vote against the clinic was close and controversial. Opponents say they're worried parents wouldn't be consulted for some care the students might get. School board member Will Jones was the swing vote on that issue. He says he wants the board to reconsider, noting his concern for student health. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org.